Ever since the 9/11 attacks, it's been harder for some foreigners to visit America. They face heightened security, and some are not sure how they will be received if they get through. That's costing American jobs because fewer foreign visitors are here spending money. Now, the travel industry has formed a partnership with the U.S. government to promote travel in America. NPR's Sarah Gonzalez has more.
Up until now, every U.S. state has each been responsible for attracting its own tourists, domestic and international. The U.S. has never promoted itself to the world as a whole country. And Jeff Freeman with the U.S. Travel Association says we've never really needed to until after 9/11, when he says our international neighbors started feeling like we didn't want them here.
This came at a time when the U.S. dollar was weak, the global economy was strong, and travelers were growing around the world. And yet, by the millions, fewer were coming to the United States.
The U.S. has seen fewer overseas visitors in every year after 9/11, and the decline in tourism has cost the country an estimated 18,000 jobs. The Corporation for Travel Promotion, or the CTP, is trying to bring back those jobs. It's a public and private partnership between the government and tourism industry, including the heads of Diamond Resorts International and Walt Disney Parks and Resorts in Orlando. Its board members say every state needs the power of the U.S. brand to make people visit.
Even California does. Certainly Mississippi does, or Tennessee.
That's Carolyn Beteta. She's president of California's Travel and Tourism Commission and now also the vice chair of the CTP.
We need people to be thinking about America. If they're not thinking about America, they'll never consider California.
Each state is still going to promote itself and its iconic landmarks. And Beteta says the CTP will also promote those iconic landmarks. She says that's how you attract first-time visitors.
So in China and India, where it's a life dream for somebody to come, they're going to be more responsive to the Golden Gate Bridge and the Statue of Liberty, Las Vegas.
But, Beteta says, the group plans to market all of the country, all the different experiences and food cultures that aren't as popular abroad. She calls it the undiscovered U.S.
The great travel south in Mississippi and the Heritage Trail of Alabama.
The Travel Promotion Corporation is launching Destination America, an international ad campaign including TV spots, print ads, and websites to educate the world about our entry process. Traveling into the U.S. used to be free, but the Commerce Department is now charging foreign travelers a $14 fee to fund the new group's $200 million budget each year. Jeff Freeman with the U.S. Travel Association says $10 of each fee will go to the Corporation for Travel Promotion, and $4 will go to Homeland Security to improve entry policies.
We have to convince these leaders to embrace the idea that we can be the world's most secure country while also being the world's most welcoming, while also being the world's most efficient, while also being a country that promotes commerce.
The new travel promotion group will have to rely on Homeland Security to make improvements. It's kicking off its campaign just after a wave of bad publicity about stepped-up security measures at U.S. airports. Carolyn Beteta, the group's vice chair, says these new procedures could have a negative impact if her group doesn't do a good job of explaining what the new policies are and how they work. Sarah Gonzalez, NPR News.